Good afternoon. It's Tom Chadwick from Merrill Lynch. My question relates to the radio business. I'm obviously a little bit disappointed to hear that the radio business is suffering at the hands of the national radio stations. Is it possible to give us any more color as to why that's happening? What is it that the national radio stations are doing so well? And the second thing that I'm interested in is the status on the new media law, the possibility or what you expect to be the outcome of the new media law, and when you expect that to come through.
Okay, in terms of the radio station business, the hypothesis that I believe in is that in the weak advertising market, stronger players will be always better positioned than weaker players. And of course, we are much smaller than the national radio players, and they fight for the clients more aggressively, and they discount more heavily, and that is probably why they are gaining market share and we are losing market share. Also, they are, well, to be frank, they are also doing very well in terms of the number of listeners they are gathering. So they recently, both Radio Z and RMF had a very aggressive advertising campaigns. They spent a lot of money, and therefore they increased their ratings, and money is following the ratings at the end. So I believe that we could expect the reversing of the trend, but only if advertising market improves and local clients will start, and local clients start to advertise, because in this very bad advertising market, many local radio clients are really small companies, and therefore
that you can do to mitigate the impact.
Well, I'm afraid that what we can do to mitigate the impact is first trying to look at our programming and maybe reposition some of the stations or fine-tune, and second is to further cut costs.
Okay.
And in terms of the media law, there will be two stages of development for the media law. First stage will be basically an amendment to the existing law, being just harmonization with the European Union, and at least the Ministry of Culture is saying that there will be no controversial regulations in this amendment, and it will be quickly passed just to harmonize our existing law with the EU. And then after that, there will be a second stage. There will be a debate, discussion, and there will be a second amendment to the law, completely new law, that will tackle all these controversial issues that were debated last year. However, we cannot be sure that in the parliament some of the MPs will not try to use this small amendment called by the government to try to introduce some regulations that were supposed by the government to be regulated in the so-called large amendment. That cannot be excluded. And the timing for the first amendment is rather short. The timing for the second amendment, the government want to push it quite quickly, but I believe that nobody knows at the moment how long the process will be. It may be a long process.
Okay, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, this is Tomek Bardziłowski from BZWBK.
Hi, Tomek.
The question about the another competitor that you mentioned in your commentary, which is planning to re-enter the market this time, because this is a Daily Życie, which exited the market in 2002. Could you remind us what share in the ad and copy sales market Życie had in 2002, and also what do you expect, how big advertising marketing budget Życie can have, also who are shareholders of Życie?
I am afraid you will be quite disappointed with my answer, because the answer to the first part of the question is I don't remember, so we will send you the data as we have them, of course, but I don't have them in my head. And this is because it was such a small share that we didn't bother at all. It was a very weak competitor. In terms of the second part of the question, it may be completely different story when they come back, backed by a big international newspaper company. However, as I understand at the moment, and maybe I'm wrong because these are just rumors, they will not be backed by a big international newspaper company like Axel Springer or other, let's say, British company. So, in terms of starting or restarting a new national daily, at the end of the day, it all comes to money, and you have to have a really substantial funds to be able to get the newspaper printed in massive circulation, distributed, and to hire 200, 300, 400 journalists and keep them for more than half a year before you actually start. If you are really doing this professionally, in a professional way, so that you are able to succeed, to have a substantial success. So until I know what it really all is about, it is very difficult to comment whether this is a threat or not.
Okay, thank you very much. I have another question regarding your promotional marketing budget related to the entry of Springer. You said in the commentary that you spent in the third quarter 5 million zlotys. I myself, we estimate and have it my forecast that you will spend around 15 million zlotys this year and additional 20 million zlotys next year. Do you think our estimates are a bit too low?
Well, as I said, this will be tens of millions of zlotys. So probably your estimates are too low.
Okay.
It may be much more.
And my final question, maybe if this time, your magazines are printed in external printing houses. Is there any technical possibility, or do you plan to print the magazines in Agora's owned printing houses?
No, we don't, because we do not have heatset printing facilities, and we are too small in the magazine business to be even considering building our heatset printing plant. Therefore, it doesn't pay for us at this scale, at least at this scale of the business as it is now. We have a very good contract for printing those magazines, and we are happy with that at the moment.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, this is Dariusz Gorski from ING. I have a question which relates to your euro exposure. I understand you're buying paper in euros and you have a fixed price. So given that zloty lost a lot to euro during end of the third quarter, do you make some kind of forex adjustment for unrealized losses, or you just take the hits as you go?
No, we take the hit as we go. Well, because we have contracted prices in euro for the whole year, and then basically when we have shipments of paper, then we are using this and we take the hit as we go.
So there is no unrealized loss which you made at the end of the third quarter, knowing your volumes further out and so on?
No, there isn't, no.
And maybe final question on this. You have indeed said you spend 5 million on sort of defense cost or retaliation cost against FACT. And given that FACT is really a tabloid, which I think came as a complete surprise to everyone, don't you think these high numbers that you're mentioning are, you know, well overstated? I mean, they don't seem to be a real threat to you. I mean, at least not to the extent everyone expected.
Well, our campaign has two purposes. One is to defend ourselves against fact, and one was to strengthen Gazeta Wyborcza, and we would have run this campaign even if fact was not launched at all. So the only difference is the extent of this campaign and therefore the cost. Therefore, we believe that although it's a tabloid, we believe that we have to make sure that with price of 1 zloty, they will not have sales higher than our newspaper, which is the price of which is nearly 3 times more. So, although it is the tabloid, the price elasticity works here, and therefore we have to make sure by other measures that they will not reach substantially higher level of copy sales, as that could be dangerous to us. So far, we can see that this is working because the first two issues were had copy sales above 400,000, and the average for the first week is slightly above 300,000, which means that at least one or two issues must have been already below 300,000. And that is our goal, that they are, that they will stay below 300,000, or maybe they will end up with only 200,000. And this may be money well spent if we achieve that goal.
Final question for me, the deferred taxation liability adjustment, basically. I mean, it's going to happen in the fourth quarter, right? And the scale of this could pretty much be sensed from what you have in your balance sheet as of the end of September.
Assuming the government and the parliament and the president finally approve the new tax law, then yes. But you never know. We hope they will, but it is still uncertain at the moment. We will... We'll do it as we have the final law signed by the president. But assuming this is happening, yes, you are right. Our deferred tax liability will be decreased substantially. And we don't want to say exactly by how much, but you have this information already in our management discussion. Because if you take the number that we showed how much the liability was increased last year, then this gives you, if you take by proportion, this gives you the size of decrease this year.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. To cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. There are no further questions, Mr. Back. Please continue.
Okay, I would like to thank you, everybody, for participating in this dull conference call. We hope we will have more excitement in the next quarter, or maybe even more excitement next year. At the end, I would like just to comment that although the numbers look not best, actually, we as the management are more optimistic probably about the future than we were at the end of last quarter. And by this statement, I would like to end up this conference call. Thank you. Goodbye.